If your goal is to make more money than ever before and grow your wealth, I have done the research and the reading for you. Welcome to Financially Free, the show dedicated to helping you grow your wealth and experience financial freedom. I'm Julia Carlson, author, CEO, and founder of a wealth management firm, as well as a financial advisor, bringing you over 25 years of experience to help you win with money. Join me each week to shift your mindset and relationship with money, as well as learn practical strategies to grow your wealth. I have read over 100 money books in the last 25 years as a financial advisor and CEO of my own wealth management firm. Throughout all of them, there are four that really stand apart from the rest. And today, I want to break down the key lessons in each of them to help you transform your relationship with money and grow your wealth. Okay, so money book number one. The Total Money Makeover by Dave Ramsey. Yes, he is probably one of the most famous personal finance gurus, and I have been following him since about 2006, 2007. His principles are tried and true, and I'm going to break down a little bit about his book, Total Money Makeover. So I think what makes this book great is his very prescribed baby step formula. There's seven baby steps. And what I have found is that people that want that roadmap, they want to be told what to do. They want rules. This is the book for you. And specifically, I think people that have large amounts of debt find his way beneficial. So I think Dave Ramsey's most powerful tool is called the debt snowball. And I would say that that is the key lesson in the book. And what the debt snowball is that if you have large amounts of consumer debt specifically, it gives you a method to pay off the debt in a very quick manner. Now, if you have large amounts of debt, it could take years. But the idea is that you have a specific method of how to pay off the debt based on the balance, based on the amount of money you have available each month to put towards your debt snowball. So I think if you want to pay off debt quickly, this would be a great book to read. So with the Dave Ramsey plan, people either love him or don't love him. And there's really two extremes with it. And what I have found is the truth is somewhere in the middle. Not all of our financial situations can be solved by a one-size-fits-all. So although Dave Ramsey is not for everyone, I would encourage you to understand his framework. It's just take what works for you and leave the rest. But if you have large amounts of debt, I would definitely look into his debt snowball method. Okay, so book number two, Die with Zero. Now, like I saw this in a bookstore and I was like, Die with Zero? That's weird. So I had to pick it up. And of course, I had to read it. The subtitle, Getting All You Can from Your Money and Your Life. It's very intriguing, right? Okay, so what is the key lesson of Die with Zero? So the key lesson with Die with Zero is once you've saved enough for your retirement, what you want your money to do for you over your lifetime, factoring in what you want it to do for your family legacy as well, and charitable giving, if that's important to you, then it's time to just sit back and enjoy life. Who doesn't want to do that, right? I think a lot of us get in the trouble of enjoying life as we go and then, you know, looking up at when you're 50 years old and be like, I got to save for my future. Then they get going. So the premise of Die with Zero is that you should be focusing on maximizing your life enjoyment rather than working so hard for creating and maximizing and growing this big pot of money that maybe you'll never be around to use. You know, I do love the idea of maximizing your life today to take those experiences and just create memories today as opposed to waiting to someday. So Die with Zero is giving us that permission to embrace life today, to have these rich life experiences, and to know that it's not all about saving money and for everything down the road. I think this is a beautiful message and one that I can fully embrace. I believe that investing in experiences, in memories, is one of the best investments that you can make. And the dividends just keep paying for a lifetime. Big question I have with Die With Zero is, what if you outlive your money? What if something happens that you weren't expecting? I mean, I see this all the time in my clients' lives. You know, it's a health emergency. They need long-term care and want someone to come into their home 24/7 or need that. It could be a health emergency where they need Life Flight and that's going to cost $50,000. It could be helping a child or a grandchild in a health emergency and you want resources to be able to do that. So yes, I think it'd be great to die with zero, but how many of us know how to exactly plan for that? So there are some really great concepts in this book. And I love the feeling of, you know, being more present in the now and not just keep putting things off, not doing things. I'll do this when I retire. I'll do this when the kids are older. I'll do this, fill in the blank. That's some key great takeaways from Die With Zero. Okay, so probably one of my favorite money books of all time, The Psychology of Money. Yes, I actually bought this book for everyone in my company because I just love it so much. The author explores the complex relationship between humans, our behaviors, and money in an easy to follow, easy to understand way. It offers insights into how we can manage and perceive our finances, and also the impact of emotions that are involved when making financial decisions. What I love about The Psychology of Money is it introduces the importance of time with money and the concept of the most valuable asset you have is not money, it's actually time. The author explains that every financial decision should be looked through the lens of time when making that decision. This could be investing, saving your money, spending your money. All of those should be done by understanding how they impact our future financial self. Ooh, what if we actually took a moment to pause and consider the time when thinking about spending our hard-earned dollars or saving for a future big purchase like a home or investing. When it comes to his philosophy about investing, I mean, these are timeless lessons that any investor can glean wisdom from. The patient investor always wins. And I just love how he shares these lessons from the markets, all the ups and downs that we've been through in investing, and how it just kind of makes sense to remember that it's time in the market that makes the impact, makes the difference, not timing the market, not swayed by the short-term moves that the markets make day to day, month to month, year to year. And by fact, looking at the long term is exactly how you can take advantage of the compound effects of the returns by growing your wealth, that you can take advantage of the compound returns and grow your wealth over time. The Psychology of Money highlights the importance and acknowledge of how much risk and luck impacts your financial success. Okay, so if you want to learn more about behavioral finance and your behavior with investments and financial decisions, I would highly recommend this book. Now, number four, Money Loves You. Now, this is the book that I had to write for myself, for you, because I believe when you believe that money loves you, you will be able to take your wealth, take your relationship with money, take your wealth to the next level, to grow it, to have peace and contentment and come from the perspective of love when you're working with money. I talk about how money is an amplifier. Money wants to help you amplify whatever you're giving it, which is great when you give it stories of possibilities, intention, resourcefulness, but can be problematic when we don't realize we're being negative with our money. One of the things I'm sure you first realized is money loves you. How can money love you? Money's not a person. Yes, I do know this. But what I have experienced is people treat money like a person. And that is why I have personified money in the title. This is just so true of how many of us experience our relationship with money, whether we realize it or not. We have a standing relationship with money that impacts our decisions around money, our relationship, how we think about it, how we feel about it, our actions. It is all tied to these roots around our beliefs around money. And so the idea behind Money Loves You is that money in so many ways is like a mirror that will take whatever we give it, whatever we feed into it, the stories, the beliefs, positive and negative, and it will help us amplify those things, which is great if we have a positive relationship with money, but can be challenging if we don't. And I would guess, after all of my experience working with clients for 25 plus years, most of us don't have that good, positive relationship with money. Most of us have some sort of negative experience rooted in our past that are holding us back from experiencing that true freedom, that true opportunity of how you can move forward and grow well. So money can take on many forms. It can be a coin, a piece of paper, a number on a screen. Money is also energy through an exchange of value, which provides the experiences and the things that we want and desire. Money, at its most fundamental definition, is a resource. It is available and abundant to you as the air we breathe. So can money, this abundant resource and energy, really love you? Money is not a person. It doesn't have emotions. It's just money. Yes, it is just money. And we all have a personal relationship with money, whether we know it or not. Embodying the concept of money loves you is simply a powerful personification that teaches us that we are in charge of how money exists in our lives. Money does not hold power over you. Who you are is what money will be for you. The idea behind Money Loves You is that money is like a mirror, and it will reflect back whatever you give it. My hope is that when you can get your hands on my book, Money Loves You, that you will learn how to truly, deeply, and unconditionally love yourself. Because when you love you, money will love you, because money is an amplifier. If you are a generous and cheerful giver, money will flow back to you. If you restrict and hold on tightly to your money will be restricted. If you have this lack and scarcity mindset, that is exactly what will be reflected back. If you're responsible and make wise decisions, your investments will be solid. If you are a high risk taker and you invest rashly, expect to lose money. So when you amplify love, you amplify your money. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to leave a rating wherever you listen to podcasts and follow Financially Free to stay up to date with future episodes. I'll see you next week.